Paper on Hinduism, Part 3. In the second place, the idea of a creator god does not explain the anomaly, but simply expresses the cruel fate of an all-powerful being. There must have been causes, then, before this birth, his birth, to make a man miserable or happy, and those were his past actions. Are not all the tendencies of the mind and the body accounted for the inherited aptitude? Here are two parallel lines of extents, one of the mind, the other of matter. Its matters and its transformations answer for all that we have. There is no necessity for supposing the extents of a soul, but it cannot be proved that thought has been evolved out of matter. And if a philosophical monism is inevitable, spiritual monism is certainly logical and no less desirable than a materialistic monism. But neither of these is necessary here. We cannot deny that bodies acquire certain tendencies from heredity, but those tendencies only mean the physical configuration through which a peculiar mind alone can act in a peculiar way. There are other tendencies peculiar to a soul caused by his past actions, and a soul with a certain tendency would be the loss of affinity, take birth in a body which is the fittest instrument of the display of the tendency. This is in accord with science, for science wants to explain everything by habit, and habit is got through repetitions. So repetitions are necessary to explain the natural habits of a newborn soul. And since there were not obtained in this present life, they must have come down from past lives. There is another suggestion. Taking all these for granted, how is it thought that I do not remember anything of my past life? This can be easily explained. I am now speaking English. It is not my mother tongue. In fact, no words of my mother tongue are now present in my consciousness. But let me try to bring them up. And the Russian. That shows that consciousness is only the surface of the mental ocean, and within its depths are stored up all our experiences. Try and struggle. They would come up and you would be conscious even of your past life. This is direct and demonstrative evidence. Verification is the perfect proof of a theory. And here is the challenge thrown to the world by the rishis. We have discovered the secret by which the very depths of the ocean of memory can be stirred up. Try it and you would get a complete reminiscence of your past life.